You're listening to Money FM 93.7. This is Kamota Mayondi. So if you've just joined us, you're right in time for A to Z at Money. And if you'd like to get in touch with us in the studio, you can send us a WhatsApp message on +260 967 144220. Or you could get in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Money FM Zambia across the board. Siri, are you artificial intelligence?
That's a rather personal question.
That is so funny. So, welcome. This is Kamota on Money FM. If you're wondering who my guest is today, it's definitely not Apple's virtual assistant Siri. But do keep listening as we chat artificial intelligence, AI. What is AI? What does that look like in Africa? We have a Zambian perspective, and we take a look at what artificial intelligence is doing for children in Nigeria. That's on today's episode of A to Z at Money. If you're new to A to Z at Money, this is a weekly rundown of our customized alphabet on word topics that are making a buzz in business and personal development, as well as leadership and, of course, money. This is Money FM. So my guest today joining me via phone is Cynthia Mulenga. Cynthia is a freelance developer with a keen interest in machine learning. She is also an advocate for girls in STEM. So STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. Cynthia has attended an AI, artificial intelligence masterclass sponsored by Facebook, and she is co-lead of Facebook Developers Circle in Lusaka. Welcome to A to Z at Money, Cynthia.
Thank you very much, Kamata. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What is artificial intelligence?
So artificial intelligence, we all know that as human beings, we're able to reason and we're able to actually rationalize things.
Yes.
And our natural intelligence is not the same as, let's say, your laptop. Your laptop, you actually have to feed it instructions for it to know what you want from it. So artificial intelligence is using algorithms. We actually teach a machine to actually act as though it is a human being, to teach it how to rationalize and how to perform certain tasks that actually require natural intelligence, which only we humans possess.
So
we basically do this by feeding the machines data. So they have to learn from past experiences for them to actually know what we require of them at a particular point in time.
So this then is the algorithm that you input into the particular machine to make it reason like a human?
Yes.
So when it comes to artificial intelligence on the Zambian scene, what are the challenges and opportunities at a local level?
Okay, I'll start with where we are at right now with AI.
All right.
Personally, I am impressed at the amount of interest I've seen in our local developers concerning AI. I have come into contact with about 3 Zambian people that have done amazing projects. About 3 weeks ago, there was an endeavor in South Africa for artificial intelligence, and one of our own actually won an award there and got a standing ovation.
That is fantastic.
It was, and it actually made me realize to say, we are just not preaching enough, but there are people, great minds in Zambia, that have actually tapped into AI and are doing amazing things.
So when you talk about having attended an Indaba in South Africa and there were local Zambian projects that are doing amazing things around artificial intelligence, correct?
Yes.
Could you give an indication, what type of projects are they?
There was a student who actually presented a project for incubators where you have an infant who's born before time, maybe let's say at 7 months, and they have complications. So a normal incubator, it would require a nurse or a doctor to set certain temperatures and the right environment for the baby.
Okay.
But then we are looking, it's more of assumptions, so to speak. So he came up with a research paper where he was thinking of a project that will have an intelligent incubator, it will use the temperature for the baby and the temperature around the incubator and inside the incubator. That way it will actually
regulate. That relationship, it regulates the temperatures?
Yes, it will actually regulate the right environment for that particular baby. Because right now, the nurse will put in a certain environment for the baby, but they don't necessarily, there isn't enough accurate information as to the child.
The individual
itself.
Child.
Yes.
Okay,
so he's trying to get a balance there.
Okay, so there are a lot of opportunities indeed, as well as challenges. So on the challenging side, like when you've just given us that practical example, what would it take to see this actual idea come full circle to have an actual smart computer? I mean, a smart incubator.
So in terms of Zambia, I think most of the people that I've spoken to, the biggest issue that they're having is having access to the right data. Because with artificial intelligence, you need enough data to feed the machine for it to learn. If you don't have enough, it's quite tricky for you to actually achieve your goal.
So from conversations that I've had as I researched this show, and I'd just like to shout out to Mohsin, who was also a great resource as I planned our conversation, Cynthia. So you're talking about information. You need to feed lots of data. So someone said that in Africa, because of the relationship that we have with data, we're not very good at record keeping. So that also poses a huge challenge in getting getting data to feed a machine to be able to get a pattern or an algorithm. I'm not a techie, so I'm speaking very layman. So just help me understand what exactly, when you say you need to feed it data, what type of data do you need? Is record keeping an issue?
Actually, record keeping is a big issue. And as a country, if we're going to encourage more AI, and I know there's the Smart Zambia initiative, which I think it's a good idea, but we also have to look at, as a country, how we are keeping information, like archiving data, especially in the education sector, in the health sector, in the financial sector. As long as we don't have proper ways of recording this data, it would be quite tricky for us to have that data and eventually use it for the good cause.
So would you then say our ability to scale the use of artificial intelligence is a bit limited in that we wouldn't be able to get a very smart AI tool?
Yes, it wouldn't have a certain level of accuracy, because you will get the data, but it might be maybe missing some information. Let me give an example of, let's say, I'm trying to build an AI system in the health sector. You find most of our clinics, they are still using hard copy books.
Yes.
I go to a clinic and it's a hard copy book that they actually keep my health record.
That is very accurate.
It's quite difficult to actually use such data, because it will mean I will have to first invest in transferring that hard copy data into something soft copy, then I actually harvest the data from there.
Not to mention how files constantly get lost, like whether it's in a medical institution, just generally record keeping, hard copy files generally do get lost.
Yes.
So if you've just joined us, you're listening to A to Z at Money, and this week we're discussing artificial intelligence with Cynthia Mulenga. So Cynthia is joining us via phone, and do let us know if you have any questions you'd like to add or anything you'd like to contribute to the conversation on AI. Please WhatsApp us at +260 967 144 220. You're listening to Money FM, and this is Kamota Mayondi. So we'll go to a break, and Cynthia, please stay on standby, and we'll be back with more discussion points around AI. So let's listen to the A to Z at Money right after this.
Money. For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Welcome to A to Z on Money. Cynthia, are you back on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to A to Z at Money. It's 93.7 FM. I'm speaking with Cynthia, who is very knowledgeable in artificial intelligence. So before we went to the break, Cynthia, you had mentioned a Smart Zambia, the campaign for Smart Zambia. What exactly does this look like?
Well, I had a privilege of having an insight on the educational aspect of it. Okay. And I think the goal they have is actually good, and I'm hoping it will bring up, it will actually enlighten us on how to do more proper record keeping, and it will lead to efficiency, transparency with all the systems that they're implementing. So I am actually one person who's impressed, and I'm excited and really looking forward to seeing them finishing it off.
Yes.
And I know it will bring many opportunities.
So what is the timeline for Smart Zambia?
I know that they are aiming at transforming Zambia by, I think we'll be able to, well, their time frame is up to 2064.
Okay, so we...
I wonder how old I'll be then.
Well, we'll definitely hope we're around to see that turn of events. So yeah. When it comes to, if you've been listening to the A to Z at Money series, our first conversation was around academics, and we touched slightly on what tech would mean for the future of work. So as someone who is in the artificial intelligence space, is job displacement because of technology an actual thing, and more so on a local scale? Do I have to worry that one day I will walk into my office and be told, we don't need you, we've got this robot, or there's something that can do what you do cheaper, better, faster?
You know, Kamota, the thing is, with everything that we eventually implement, there's always a disadvantage and an advantage. So, unfortunately, I wouldn't say no, 100% all jobs will be safe. There will be eventually some jobs that will have to be redundant.
Yes.
But at the same time, we have to look at the other jobs that it will offer. And the fact that, let's say I implement something that will help a teacher learn more about their students.
Yes.
And learn more on how to deliver customized lessons to their students. So it is actually going to be helping them to be more efficient.
Okay.
So there are benefits, and obviously, yeah, there are disadvantages as well, unfortunately.
With all things, the pros and the cons. So if you've just joined us, this is Money FM 93.7. I'm talking to Cynthia, and we're talking artificial intelligence, what that looks like for Zambia, what that looks like for Africa. So I'd like us to go to listen in on a conversation from, I'm having a bit of challenges here. So right now, let's listen into Christian Chime, a systems engineer. He is a robotics education consultant and entrepreneur in Lagos, Nigeria, who is using robotics to empower children. So let's listen into that.
Okay, so how I'm using artificial intelligence in Nigeria to empower kids. So I use robotics as a tool for effective STEAM education. So STEAM is science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. You know, robotics is really exciting, and it's a branch of artificial intelligence. You know, so kids build and program robots, and then they are able to learn the practical application of concepts that they would have learned in classrooms, you know, because most of the things children learn in our educational system here is theoretical, and then they can't really see how that translates to solving a problem, you know. So what we do in schools is to give children a task. We'll look for a simple problem in the society. For example, we tell them, okay, do you know you could build an intelligent system that could help us better recycle trash? you know, and then we create a model of a problem of a smart robot that can detect different colors of trash bins, you know, and then it could take those trash bins to different locations, you know. So we build a small model of a robot that moves around a small town or community looking for different colors of trash bins, and then taking those trash bins to different parts for recycling, you know. So children in the process of doing this would have to at some point solve a mathematical problem, you know, solve a problem in science, you know, answer questions, you know, and interact with each other just to get the solution to this problem, you know. And they also pick up not just technical skills, but so also soft skills, like, you know, how to do well in a team, how to effectively work with other people, you know, tenacity, you know, because most times their robots won't even work well the first time. They have to go at it again, you know, building that patience, you know, resilience and things like that, you know. So that is how we go about trying to make the children learn the skills. Okay, so we choose to use the goal-driven approach, where a child is learning so he can solve the actual problem, because education and learning at the end of the day should be a means to actually solving, you know, a problem at some point, you know, in the near future when children are older. So we do this so that the children don't just learn and don't know the reason why they're learning a bunch of different things, you know. They learn while seeing the end goal and what they're learning could be used for, you know, so that skills become transferable, and then people don't just learn theory. Because I've met a lot of graduates that tell me, oh, I learned this and this in school. I don't really know why I learned it though. I've never used that before in my life, you know, and I don't think I'm going to use that, you know. So whatever thing they're learning, they see how they can apply that, you know. AI, even though it's still, you know, at its infancy stage in Nigeria, solutions that are intelligent are solutions that can, you know, can be easily scaled and that can help a lot of people, you know, with just little resources. So it's a very effective tool, you know, in the long run for solving problems.
So there we have it. So Cynthia, we were listening to Christian Chime, a systems engineer from Lagos, Nigeria. So he mentions the problem-solving aspect of AI. So in Zambia, you mentioned the industry health. There's a solution for health. What other industries can we apply artificial intelligence to help us do things better, cheaper, and faster? In Nigeria, they're using it in education. What would you say we can do here?
Well, because it's in its infancy, there's a lot of areas we can use it in. There's the finance sector, the education sector, which we've already spoken about, the health sector, even the clean water and sanitation sector. It's quite a lot. That's why we really need to tap into it, because it's in its infancy. There's so much we can explore, so much we can come up with. And I like how the statement he made to say, in this day and age, we should look at education in such a way that it should eventually solve a problem.
Exactly.
I am one person who, I never loved geography, let me not lie.
Okay.
But eventually I had to learn it. And well, eventually I use it with maps and whatnot, annoying geographical locations here and there.
Yes.
But I enjoyed my mathematics and sciences. But if we can find actually a way of using AI to say, okay, let these machines learn about a particular pupil's interests and strengths, And then the teachers or whoever is actually taking care of the education of that child takes it up from there, grooms them from what you have learned about their interests and strengths, and help them use those skills and interests to solve issues that we're facing in our communities.
So outside of artificial intelligence being taught to children, as we've just heard from our friends in Nigeria, in as much as they can solve actual problems, Christian mentions the things that are taught as you're teaching a child how to make this machine smart, help in everyday endeavors. So what type of skills, transferable skills to everyday life, does learning how to actually make a machine smart do for a child or anyone in general?
There's the confidence part.
Oh yes, I'd be very confident, I'm sure, if I could program a smart machine. Yes.
Yes, you. Because I'm also in Zambia. I actually do volunteer with an organization called Asikana Network.
All right.
So Asikana Network, we are aiming at teaching girls specifically ICT skills.
Okay.
And I've
So what's the transformative change you've seen in the girls after you've given them this skill? What do you see about your girls?
They've become more confident, and they're happy to see other women who've made it in STEM careers. And
yes,
you find now they're bold enough to say, I want to try it out. You find initially when they're starting, one will be shy or scared to use the computer or even think of doing any mathematical career or science career. You'll find most of them, I had this incident where this girl, the first time we met, she was like, I want to be a secretary. I was like, okay, just a secretary. You don't want anything else. But after we did the training and everything, towards the end, she actually got up, she said, from what you have taught me, I actually do want to try out being what you are right now.
Okay, so you're inspiring girls to look outside of typically female-driven careers, which is a very good thing. It's a plus. So
yes.
Now, going back to artificial intelligence, as we've seen it in more advanced societies, do you think machines will ever take over in the sense that can this thing that a human programs outsmart the human?
Skynet.
Okay. Do tell.
Well, in all honesty, even as we are busy implementing these solutions in AI,
yes,
there's one thing that we really need to keep in mind is we have to learn to manage it. If we don't manage it, of course, there is a possibility of chaos arising.
Okay.
Just like anything else, even apart, not just technology, I believe anything in life, if you don't know how to manage it, it eventually will lead to the negative side.
That is very true. So as we close, what would you say the overview is for AI generally in Zambia? What, just like in about 2-3 sentences, if someone thinks artificial intelligence in Zambia, what would you tell them? Not for another 10 years or it's happening slowly?
It is happening.
It is happening.
I have two friends who won an award and they are using artificial intelligence to detect infections that plants are having for small-scale farmers. Actually, they're doing a piloting right now of their system. It's called AgriPredict. So it is happening.
Okay. So I like from what you're telling me, basically AI is definitely in Zambia, artificial intelligence, but it's being applied locally. So for now, I don't think there's a need for any home to have a robot, but there's a need for a farmer to have something to assist him know my plants are going through this and that. This is what I need. There's need for incubators to have their temperature set right for that particular child and not just generic across the board. So we have solutions that are looking at our local problems.
Yeah.
And my final question. So when it comes to films, what film would you say represented artificial intelligence the best? From The Matrix, Terminator, or Robocop, which movie depicted AI in the most engaging way?
I'll be back.
You'll be back. That's a great line, Cynthia. So Terminator.
So I guess you know which one I'm going for.
You'll be back. Okay, I guess I know the Terminator. That was a really good film. I would say The Matrix for me. I think the program Mr. Smith, artificial intelligence, and all that really blew my mind. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on A to Z at Money, Cynthia. It's been a great conversation, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much. All right. Kamota. I'm actually heading to train more kids.
Yes, please go on and empower. The future of AI lies in your hands, Cynthia. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, and same.
Bye-bye. So you're listening to Money FM. That has been A to Z at Money. If you just joined us on the back end, you missed a very interesting discussion on artificial intelligence and what it means for Africa, and more so what it means here at home in Zambia. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Money.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.